Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Tracy, what is your Disney sing-along for today?
This week, this is The Jungle Book.
That sounds great. Josh, what recipe do you have for us today?
Today, I'm going to be making chocolate fudge brownies.
Seems tasty. Also, our Moving Up discussion will be talking about on the day April the 28th. Come on, everyone, let's get started.
Yo, 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 well, what's up? This is Josie Short, and this is Walt Disney's Play Along Singalong, a timeline of Walt Disney films. I'll be picking my favorite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too. This week, The Jungle Book.
Tell us the story.
It was released in 1967. They should have called it The Jungle Book because it's about an orphan boy named Mowgli who was abandoned in the jungle, and he loves living in the jungle. But he can't stay here because he's a man cub, and the tiger Shere Khan hates nothing more than men and do whatever it takes to kill Mowgli. But Mowgli refuses to listen to the Black Panther Bagheera and the bear Baloo. But after learning his punishment, he was now sent back to where he truly belongs, the man village, safe and sound.
And which songs have you chosen from the Jungle Book, Josie?
Here are the four songs. Number one is I Wanna Be Like You, Ooh Ooh. It's a monkey song sang by the orangutan King Louie. And number two is Elephant Marching, which means like hop, two, three, four, hop, two, three, four. And number three is Trust in Me, sung by the snake car who hypnotized Mowgli. And number four is my favorite song, The Bare Necessities. And why? Because you just have to forget about your worries and your life. And who knows, things could go out well. And here it is, I'll sing it for you.
Take it away, Josie.
It's like this. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Yeah, I mean the bare necessities. Old Mother's Nature's recipe that bring the bare necessities of life. Yeah, man.
Bravo.
Yes, thank you. Well, this is Josie Short, and this is Walt Disney's Play Along Sing Along. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and this is a quick chocolate fudge brownie.
Ooh, lovely. I love brownies. What ingredients do you use, Josh, for your quick fudge brownies?
You will need 100 grams of chocolate, plain or milk works well, 100 grams of butter or margarine, 200 grams of self-raising flour, 200 grams of sugar, soft brown sugar works best but caster sugar still works well, 3 large eggs, and 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder.
Ooh, what do you do with all that chocolate?
Melt the chocolate and butter together in a saucepan over a low heat. Turn off the heat and gradually stir in the sugar and eggs. Add the self-raising flour and cocoa powder. Pour the mix into a greased 30cm by 35cm square tin and bake 15 minutes at 180°C. The middle should be soft. Let the brownies cool in the tin.
Do you make these brownies often, Josh?
I've had similar before and they taste very nice.
We'll have to make some more so we can try them as well. They sound gorgeous.
You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
I am Chaz, and I've got with me Jack One.
Hey, I'm Jack One, and we've got another Jack as well, so Jack Two.
Hello, I'm Jack Two.
Today, I'm in the room with two guys, because I'm officially leaving, guys. This is actually my last day here, so I'm going to leave it on a banger. There's a new game what's just been released. Have any of you heard of Warworld Z?
Yes, I have. It was originally a movie, but then they turned it into a game.
What about Jack One? Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
So, have any of you played Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, I have. When I was, like, a few years back on the old 360.
Oh, I haven't played it, but I heard a bit.
Well, it's based on that, guys, and it's rated 18. So, parents, make sure you watch them. If you don't, you're a bad parent. Sorry, but it's only this game, Marvel Z, it's only based on the PS, and I'm assuming related will be on the Xbox One in a year's time. So, what consoles are you guys on?
Well, I'm actually on PC.
And I'm on PlayStation.
Well, I'm on both. So, I've got to wait, because I prefer to be on the Xbox One more, because it's much more comfortable for me. But the weaponry on it, you can build your own weapon or customize them. You can have a shotgun with 12 slugs, but you've got to be careful because your gun can overheat because it needs to be cleaned. Does any of you know anything more about it?
Not really, but as I know of, because I've roughly seen a bit of the gameplay, but you can play online with friends using the online multiplayer.
What about Jack 1?
Is there like any like survivors you get or like places you set up and defend?
Yes, you can go to a different people. You can choose your character and which one that you want to be. So you've got different genres. So like you can be a bodyguard for the president. Cause I know that's one of their characters. And the other two, I can't remember off the top of my head. But you've got different characters and you can go to different places. Defend it as much as you can, but you've got to find other survivors to make your group or your sanction twice as big.
So it's a bit like Dead Island, where you can select which different character you want to be for different abilities.
Yes, that's so true, Jack, too. So I've got to say, like, that I'm leaving, guys, so I knew he's disappointed that I'm leaving.
Yeah, kind of.
And I've only started off here, so it doesn't really make no difference, I guess.
That's fair enough, Jack, too. So, I'm leaving because I'm more qualified than most people, as I find out by a member of staff. So, and I'll be doing apprenticeships, but I've got three options to do apprenticeship, but I don't know which one it is I'm going to pick. If I don't get into an apprenticeship, I'll be moving on to a different course at the college. So, I'll see you guys later. Bada bing, bada boom.
I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Game over.
This is the part of our occasional series of what happened on this day, 28th April. In 1770, British Captain James Cook aboard the Envida lands at Botany Bay in Australia. In 1789, Fletcher Christian leads a mutiny on HMS Bounty against its Captain William Bligh in the South Pacific.
In 1969, Charles de Gaulle resigns as President of France.
In 2001, Denis Tito becomes the first space tourist in history. A Russian rocket transported the Californian millionaire to the International Space Station.
2014, Streck the sheep who was shaved on live TV basically. The New Zealand had avoided it for 6 years. Its fleece weighed over 60 pounds.
Today is the 118th day of the year. There are 247 days remaining until the end of the year.
Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon was recorded on this day in 1973. It was in the charts for a record-breaking 532 weeks.
People born on this day are the star sign of Taurus. They are determined and stable characters.
1967, Muhammad Ali refused an introduction into the army and he is stripped from his boxing title.
In 1999, Sir Alf Ramsey died. He was the England football manager from 1963 to 1974, which included England winning the 1960 World Cup in football at Wembley Stadium.
In 1923, Wembley Stadium was opened and was called the Empire Stadium.
The birthdays on this day, actress Penelope Cruz, 1974. Arthur Terry Pratchett, 1948. Fantastic Four actress Jessica Amber is today 37. Happy birthday.
Number one single in 1990, Madonna, Vogue. So this is me. Everybody don't Vogue and just have a great day.
and we enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. Joining us today has been Lily and Jack.
I've really enjoyed working here today, and I'm looking forward to being part of the team.
And it's been really interesting to see how things work here.
This is a movie night show, part of the Four Piece Project on Vectis Radio and the Isle of Wight College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.